2021年长沙市初中学业水平考试试卷，英语黑卷第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读2遍。
1. Bill, do you like action movies?
Yes, but I like science fiction movies best. They are interesting.
Bill, do you like action movies?
Yes, but I like science fiction movies best. They are interesting.
2. Playing computer games in such a fine day is a waste of time, Jack. Let's go to the park for a walk.
That's a good idea. Wait a minute, please.
Playing computer games in such a fine day is a waste of time, Jack. Let's go to the park for a walk.
That's a good idea. Wait a minute, please.
Three. Alex, who do you think is the best person to be the monitor of our class?
I think Helen is the right one because she has a great sense of responsibility.
Alex, who do you think is the best person to be the monitor of our class?
I think Helen is the right one.Because she has a great sense of responsibility.
4. Joe, why are you still here? Let's have fun on the playground.
Wait a minute. I'll finish my reading soon.
Joe, why are you still here? Let's have fun on the playground.
Wait a minute. I'll finish my reading soon. 5. Lisa, are you free this Thursday?I will attend a competition, and I need your help.
Sorry, Bob. I'm afraid I would be busy that day, but I'm free this Friday.
Lisa, are you free this Thursday? I will attend a competition, and I need your help.
Sorry, Bob. I'm afraid I would be busy that day.But I'm free this Friday.
第二节，听下面6段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后， 各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
What do you want to be in the future, Mike?
I want to be a middle school teacher, like my mother.
That's great. Where does she work now?
She teaches in Changsha, but she will be sent to Beijing a month later.
What do you want to be in the future, Mike?
I want to be a middle school teacher, like my mother.
That's great. Where does she work now?
She teaches in Changsha, but she will be sent to Beijing a month later.
Listen to the seventh material. Answer the eighth and ninth questions.
Why are you so happy, Linda?
The math teacher, Mr. Lee, said, I made great progress this term.
What good news! But I always believe you can make it, and I should learn from you.
Thank you for saying that.
Why are you so happy, Linda?
The math teacher, Mr. Lee, said, I made great progress this term.
What good news! But I always believe you can make it, and I should learn from you.
Thank you for saying that.
Listen to the eighth material. Answer the tenth and eleventh questions.
Mother's Day is coming. I think we should give Mom a big surprise, Susan.
Right. But what should we do?
How about making a gift by ourselves?
Good idea. What about a cake?
Okay, so do that. We need to buy some fruits and chocolates.
I will go to the market later, and you can prepare other things at home first.
All right, buy some strawberries and grapes. They are Mom's favorite fruits.
No problem, I got it.
Mother's Day is coming. I think we should give Mom a big surprise, Susan.
Right, but what should we do?
How about making a gift by ourselves?
Good idea.What about a cake?
Okay, so do that. We need to buy some fruits and chocolates.
I will go to the market later, and you can prepare other things at home first.
All right, buy some strawberries and grapes. They are Mom's favorite fruits.
No problem, I got it.
听第九段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Hello, Frank. What will you do this weekend?
I have no idea. What about you, Rose?
I'll take part in a helping hand activity to help the people in old people's home.
It sounds great.Is it your first time to join in such an activity?
No, I've been doing this for a month, and I do it once a week. The people there are lonely and need our help.
You're so kind. So what do you exactly do?
Well, I read newspapers for them, and my partners talk with them to let them feel the love and warmth.
It's a wonderful experience. I'd like to join you too.
Really? Maybe you can go with me this weekend.
Wow, I can't wait.
Hello, Frank. What will you do this weekend?
I have no idea. What about you, Rose?
I'll take part in the A Helping Hand activity to help the people in old people's home.
It sounds great. Is it your first time to join in such an activity?
No, I've been doing this for a month, and I do it once a week. The people there are lonely and need our help.
You're so kind. So what do you exactly do?
Well, I read newspapers for them, and my partners talk with them to let them feel the love and warmth.
It's a wonderful experience. I'd like to join you too.
Really? Maybe you can go with me this weekend.
Wow, I can't wait.
Excuse me, Mike. Can I take you some time and ask you some questions?
Of course. Let's begin.
Okay. Do you often eat fast food?
No, I think fast food is not healthy. And I try to develop a healthy living habit.
Then what do you usually eat?
I eat different kinds of food, such as fish and fresh vegetables, but not too much.
Good. Do you often do exercise?
Well, yes. I often go to the playground to play basketball after school. It helps me keep fit.
That's right. So what else do you do to stay healthy?
Well, try not to get too stressed out. Be relaxed and happy.
Nice ideas. They are all good ways to live healthily. Excuse me, Mike. Can I take you some time and ask you some questions?
Of course. Let's begin.
Okay. Do you often eat fast food?
No, I think fast food is not healthy. And I try to develop a healthy living habit.
Then what do you usually eat?
I eat different kinds of food, such as fish and fresh vegetables, but not too much.
Good. Do you often do exercise?
Well, yes. I often go to the playground to play basketball after school. It helps me keep fit.
That's right. So what else do you do to stay healthy?
Well, try not to get too stressed out. Be relaxed and happy.
Nice ideas. They are all good ways to live healthily. The Dragon Boat Festival is an important holiday in China. Chinese people celebrate it on May 5th in the lunar calendar. Since 2008, it has been listed as a national holiday. It comes from a story about Qu Yuan, a famous poet in Chinese history. To remember the death of Qu Yuan, people in ancient times threw Zongzi into river, so the Dragon Boat Festival is also called Zongzi Festival. On that day, people have a lot of activities to celebrate it. For example, people will make Zongzi and share them with families and friends. And they hold dragon boat races during the day. And in some parts of southern China, people have dragon dances, Children have lots of fun on the day. It is really wonderful.
The Dragon Boat Festival is an important holiday in China. Chinese people celebrate it on May 5th in the lunar calendar. Since 2008, it has been listed as a national holiday. It comes from a story about Qu Yuan, a famous poet in Chinese history. To remember the death of Qu Yuan, people in ancient times threw Zongzi into river. So the Dragon Boat Festival is also called Zongzi Festival. On that day, people have a lot of activities to celebrate it. For example, people will make zongzi and share them with families and friends. And they hold dragon boat races during the day. And in some parts of southern China, people have dragon dances. Children have lots of fun on the day. It is really wonderful.